After returning to reality, I paled at the truth of my situation. I knew how to make washi, definitely. I even had vague recollections of what tools were involved. There was a book I read about disappearing crafts and all that. But I didn't remember the exact details on how to make the tools to make paper. Without those tools, I had no way of making the paper itself. Ugh, I have to start with making tools. Ugh! Once again, I know all but the most important things.
Hey, Mine. You sure got quiet all of a sudden. Don't tell me that you don't actually know how to make paper.
Lutz gave me a really uneasy look, so I hurriedly shook my head. Don't be silly. I definitely know how to make paper. I've been trying to make it for so long now. But I'm not strong enough to cut trees or draw water from the well, and I can't even do things like start fires or crush fibers. I needed help, but I couldn't ask others to make paper for me. That'd be too selfish, so...
You could have just asked me if you needed help that bad.
Lutz pursed his lips a bit, looking a little frustrated. I was glad he was willing to help, but making paper was a lot of hard work. It was on a different level from digging holes or helping carve branches.
The thing is, all I can tell you is what needs to be done. It's not like before where we worked together to do things. From start to finish, you'll be doing almost all of the work to make paper yourself. Are you really okay with that?
Duh, of course I am. You think up things, I make them. That's the promise we made, right?
Lutz nodded immediately. But I had to make sure he was fine with that promise. It was possible that he had just gotten caught up in the atmosphere of the interview and didn't really think about it before agreeing.
So, Lutz, we have to start by making the tools needed for paper. Do you think you can do that?
You'll be with me, right?
Of course. I'll do everything I can.
With that said, I fell into thought. I had to remember what tools were needed before we could make them. While I was at it, I needed to search through my home to see if anything could be replaced with something simpler. That might get Mom mad at me, but I had no other choice given how poor I was.
I'll write down the tools we need and start looking for things we can use in place of them. If I can't, we'll have to make them ourselves. First, I want you to find trees that will make good paper.
What about the trees in the forest?
Well, the thing is, I don't know which trees in the forest will make good paper.
I knew which Japanese trees would make good washi, but the trees of this world were alien to me.
Let's see. What we want here are trees with long, strong fibers. The fibers also need to be sticky, so they'll clump together. We need a lot of fibers from each tree, too, but I don't know how to check and see what kind of fibers a tree has.
Not to mention that some trees were only good for chopping at certain points in their lifespan. I knew of a tree species that made great paper after 1 year, but then hardened up after 2 years such that its fibers were unusable. That knowledge didn't help me actually look at trees and identify how old they were, though. I really was useless.
I mean, I don't know which trees are like that either.
Basically, there are probably soft trees and hard trees, but I want young, soft trees.
Yeah, they do get harder as the years go on.
Any kind of tree was too hard for me to cut. But Lutz had a lot of experience in the forest and could apparently tell which trees were soft and easier to cut than others.
Well, you can make paper out of basically any plant, even bamboo, but the easier it is, the better it will be for us. Plus, if we're going to commoditize this stuff, we want wood that's easy to work with.
If plant paper entered the marketplace, we had to plan ahead to avoid running out of material.
If possible, we want a tree that can be cultivated and grown just for paper. But I'm guessing you can't tell which are easier to grow?
Actually, I can. They're pretty different. I know of some trees that are really easy to grow.
Really?
I could only grit my teeth in frustration over my own ignorance of the world born from being a sick shut-in.